Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
It's me, Bonnie.
And Aria. Of course, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, more of the insanity out there in Australia. We've got some audio for you.
Man, they are crazy out there in Australia.
They are crazy, but, you know, that may be coming here next, you know, this coming winter, because it is wintertime there, so they're all revved up due to it being flu season. And, of course, you know, some people are sick, although the percentage of people is very, very small. We can get into that. I've actually got a post here from somebody who's in Australia who's, you know, looking at the numbers there. But before we get to that, the big news, I think, is Afghanistan. And yeah. Joe Biden, I guess, gave a speech today talking about his decision. He stands squarely behind his decision, as he should. This is, you know, the right thing to do in this particular case. It's 20 years too late, but, you know, better late than never.
Unfortunately, we can no longer call Donald Trump the most peaceful president in our lifetimes, because it was actually Biden who
He finished the
war in Afghanistan.
Well, to be fair, Trump started the process, and Biden didn't stop it. He continued the process.
I still have an issue with saying most peaceful. Can we say, like, least unpeaceful or something?
Well, yeah, we don't know how many bombs he's dropping elsewhere, so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see on whether or not he's more peaceful than Trump. And remember, now that he's got these troops back from Afghanistan, he could very well deploy them right here in the United States.
That's what a lot of people are suspecting is going to happen. I don't lean toward that. I lean toward the United States is probably gearing up for a larger conflict, perhaps with
elsewhere
China or
in the
Russia.
World? Ooh, I hope you're wrong about that, because
I suspect we're going to see the big one soon, man.
Look at how bogged down they got in Afghanistan, and they were up against dudes in caves.
I mean, yeah, but they weren't really trying to win in Afghanistan. I mean, if they really wanted to win, they could have just dropped some nukes and been done with it, right? They weren't fighting a war in any realistic sense.
Sure.
They were like the dad playing basketball with their kid, doing it with one hand to keep it interesting.
Okay, I agree with Arya, and 1984 made me realize that wars aren't supposed to be a fight to win. It's just an ongoing thing to keep everybody to keep control of everybody.
Okay, but wait, if you want to win, then you have to define what those terms are. You're saying dropping nukes on Afghanistan would be considered a win. Well, not if you want, like, oh, I don't know, some infrastructure remaining to take over, or, you
but
know,
they
if, you
want that.
If you want people to be alive to rule over. Normally when, you know, like Genghis Khan or whoever, you know, they'd come in and destroy and, you know, go to war with various different places, they'd destroy the men, but they'd keep the women around so they could rape them and have babies and, you know, force their viewpoints or whatever.
But see, this wasn't about conquest. It was about sparring. It was about keeping the military in tip-top shape so that it could be deployed elsewhere.
It was about the military-industrial complex is what it was about, and sending money to, you know, the aircraft manufacturers and the bomb makers and all the other politically connected people for the last 20 years. I mean, they want to drop bombs so they can make more bombs. They want to supply
uniforms.
Well,
so they can have a reason to come up with better bombs.
Oh, that too.
Is my suspicion. I mean, it's sort of like a preseason game. You know, they didn't want to go out there and play at 100% strength against a foe that they could actually lose against. So they picked one that they couldn't possibly actually lose against. I mean, look at the death tolls. They're staggeringly different in both Iraq and Afghanistan, with the American military losing, you know, a few thousand, and these other military losing hundreds of thousands. So it was never a war that they realistically had any chance of losing, the U.S. government, I mean. So they didn't care if they didn't actually annihilate the enemy, as long as the enemy fought back and gave them an excuse to continue building bigger and better weapons, so that they were ready when it was time to take on China or Russia or whoever
they planned
to fight.
I think you're giving them too much credit. I mean, there's no doubt that the United States government has got a lot of money. There's no doubt about it.
Well, they create the money, right?
Yes. And, well, of course, so does every other, most of the developed worlds, you know, print their own money. They got plenty of money. They spend it on the military. It's got the largest military, larger than, I don't know, what was it, like the top six other countries in the world combined or something like
that.
It's
an insane amount of money.
It's huge. But bigger isn't necessarily better. I mean, would you deny that they tried to win in Vietnam?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they lost.
Oh, okay, sorry, I answered incorrectly. No, they didn't try to win.
They didn't try to win?
No, the wars of engagement made it clear. They weren't allowed to do obvious things like fire at North Korea missile batteries unless they were known to be operational and things like that. The rules were designed so that they couldn't win. It was just meant to be perpetual. Hmm. And then they finally got that in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, they sure seem to be trying a whole hell of a lot, you know, harder there. They're burning villages down and, you know, killing children and women and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
sure. And Agent Orange and all of those horrific things.
I mean that's a lot worse.
Yeah.
Right?
It was worse. There were more civilian deaths in Vietnam,
but generally you don't want to drop a nuclear weapon on the place that you're warring with because it scorches the earth, right? Like, there's nothing to take. There's no spoils of war.
Well, you wouldn't have to, just like with Japan, they didn't have to nuke all of Japan to get Japan to unconditionally surrender. They wouldn't have had to, you know, level the entire country.
Afghanistan, like, the government of Afghanistan was surrendering or whatever. Like, they were, okay, you know, you win. Okay, here's the palace. We'll do whatever you want. We're in charge. You're in charge of us. Oh, you've rebuilt our airport. Great. Or whatever, right? Like, so, like, officially, the U.S. government was working with the government of Afghanistan.
Yeah, but they weren't working with the real government, which was the Taliban.
Yeah, but the Taliban isn't going to just, if you blow up Kabul or whatever, the Taliban's going to be like, okay. You know, we're over here in our caves. You're not going to blow all that up.
Well, they could have done this. I mean, it would have been better for them to nuke the mountains instead of nuking Kabul, right?
What makes you think that they want Afghanistan anyway?
Well,
heroin.
Heroin is there. Is there oil in Afghanistan, too?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise. I don't know for sure.
If they wanted it, why wouldn't we be in control of the parts that we were in? Why wouldn't the United States be like, we own this part now that we control. Now we own this part, you know, like.
Well, interesting, a lot of the military bases were built along a pipeline that was proposed by someone, and I don't remember the details, but a lot of military bases were built along that pipeline route, and the pipeline for oil did, in fact, get built. A lot of it had to do with the fact that Taliban had pretty much destroyed the opium industry in Afghanistan, and, of course, the CIA and the U.S. government weren't happy about that because that decreased the flow of heroin, which, you know, they use in black market deals to fund secret wars and things like that, and secret prisons.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had Silver Dave on the show. He was in the, Special Forces. I believe he was in the Special Forces, and he was talking about guarding poppy fields. Out there, guarding marijuana fields, even.
Really?
Out there. And
I mean, there were pictures all over the internet of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields.
There sure were. So, I mean, that was a real thing, and, you know, somebody was making money on that.
Sure.
Somebody somewhere down the chain. So, you know, there's just no reason to do that. Number one, because of the military-industrial complex, and number two, you don't get anything out of it if you just destroy the entire place. Now, obviously, with China and Russia, those are nuclear countries. So they wouldn't ever use nuclear weapons against those countries because it would be mutually assured destruction.
Right, which is all the more reason for the U.S. government to pick an enemy that they could fight that they shouldn't, that wouldn't just nuke, because they need to know how to fight without the use of nuclear weapons.
So you think this was a training exercise?
Essentially. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to see it any other way. I mean, there were the poppy fields and the oil and all, but I think all of those things were sort of just side effects of the quote-unquote victory over the last 20 years, where they were able to exploit their resources for a period of time, and that was fortunate for them, but it wasn't really the goal. It was incidental.
Well, it'd be interesting to hear from somebody in the military or who was in the military over the last 20 years and get your opinion on this. The number here is 603-283-6160. What was really going on in Afghanistan? If you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to do so. But Joe Biden says that he's standing squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, and and this was in a speech today. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Plus, Ron Paul is weighing in, as he should be, because he was right the whole time.
I can't see Joe Biden suddenly actually changing his mind and wanting peace, so it would make sense if this is all just to pull us out, put us in a different country.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Your thoughts are welcome. And then we'll get into the insanity in Australia with more COVID crackdowns. You are no longer allowed to drink.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, the number for you if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started there at the top of the page, and you'll find lots of information, including videos that you can watch to get the basics and go deeper than the basics if you want to over at Bitcoin.com. They've also got a great news site, so if you want to get the latest news headlines every single day from the world of cryptocurrency, they've got them over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We are talking about the withdrawal, finally, from Afghanistan, and, you know, it's ugly. There are literally people grabbing a hold of the airplanes, the U.S. military, the Air Force jets or whatever, big old C-130, I don't know what they call them, the big cargo planes that are coming out of there. Literally, there are people on the tarmac at the airport running in front of and behind and, like, grabbing onto the wings, grabbing onto the fuselage, grabbing onto wherever they can get a handhold, basically.
Because it's insane.
Yeah, and then these planes are actually taking off, and people are holding on.
Well, until they can't anymore.
Until they can't anymore.
They probably don't realize how cold it gets at, you know, 27,000 feet.
And you can just hold on to anything for, you know, like, 3 hours like that.
It would be very difficult. I mean, 3 hours. No, these are probably going across the Atlantic, unless they're like flying to Germany or something,
or like
first.
Kuwait or something. Probably.
Yeah, where there may be another pit stop at another military base,
but I suspect
most people will be falling off, and they are. There's video of people falling off these planes.
It's horrifying to watch. But what I don't get is that they were willing to risk their lives, you know, for freedom or whatever their cause would be. Why weren't they willing to risk their lives fighting against the Taliban return?
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and you know, again, this is I've never been to this place. I've not been in the military. I don't know what things are like there. But as I understand it, some of these people worked with the government, right? So, right. Like, they were working for the United States government as, say, translators. For instance, maybe they'd go out with the military on whatever missions they were going on, and they were there to translate. So that's one example. Who knows? They might have had them in offices translating there or whatever, right?
Sure,
so,
but if they're willing to, you know, hang on to a jet or run out in front of a jet as it's taking off, I mean, willing to die,
why not fight?
Yeah, why not just, you know,
maybe
grab one
because
of the,
dying from a lengthy fall is better than having some Taliban killer
cut your head off.
Dying is dying for the most part.
I don't think I would want to have my head chopped
off. Maybe they
just
think
faster.
No.
Maybe they just think these planes are going to stop and land and let them on or something.
I don't think that would be faster. I mean,
isn't decapitation pretty much like instant?
Have you ever watched any of these videos?
Don't do it.
No, I tend to avoid stuff like that.
It's not instant.
Okay.
This isn't a guillotine that they're rolling out, okay? This is sawing away at your neck with a knife.
Yeah, and plus they'll like torture you for hours before that, days before that.
Well, or maybe they'll set you on fire. I saw a video where they did that once. They had a man in a cage and just set him on fire.
I've only ever had these things described to me by like my brother or something. I would never watch them.
Yeah, I did watch, and I don't like it. I don't want to. But this was several years ago when
was this the Boko Haram one?
No, this was the. It wasn't the Taliban. It was ISIS.
Okay.
And they were capturing various different people that they were against and making propaganda films in high resolution. It was quite grotesque.
It sounds like it. ISIS, which one are they? Are they Syria?
ISIS was supposedly what formed after the Taliban was, you know.
Oh, no, ISIS was Iraq and Syria. That's right. Because they want to be called ISIL or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know where they are these days. I don't keep close track of all that. And
ISIL for Levant instead of Syria or something?
To me, you know, I'm more concerned with the terrorists that are threatening my loved ones, and those are the people that are in Washington, D.C., and the state government in New Hampshire. I mean, those are the real terrorists. Those are the ones that are putting peaceful people like Ross Ulbricht behind bars for a double life sentence plus 40 years. They're threatening us with many years behind bars as well. But all that said, you got to give credit where credit's due, and Joe Biden has made the right decision in this case. There's not a lot I agree with him on, but this I do agree with him on, and so does Donald Trump. Or although I've heard Donald Trump's calling for Biden to resign over this, even though Biden's doing the exact same thing Donald Trump did. He's just finishing Trump's task. Trump said he was going to pull out of Afghanistan. He started the process. He pulled some out. And Biden's pulling the rest out.
Well, Trump has to go along with all the far-right Republicans and what they're saying right now, which is so crazy. I never thought really it would happen again in my lifetime, like it used to happen during George H.W. Bush, where people on the right would be so war crazy, but it's happening.
H.W. or W.?
Wait.
Wasn't H.W.
the younger
one?
Yeah. The younger one.
W's the younger one, I think.
Yeah. My bad.
So Biden said Monday, according to the AP, he stands behind his decision, acknowledging the gut-wrenching images coming out of the country after the swift Taliban takeover of the government. And by the way, have you seen the picture of the Taliban dudes in, like, the Oval Office, their equivalent of the Oval Office over there, like the head?
I will say, you know, I'm not happy with the result. I'm happy about the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have preferred the Afghan people to maintain the government of their choosing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was never in the cards unless, you know, they actually stood up and resisted the Taliban in numbers significant enough for that to work.
So, you know, the picture of those dudes sitting in that office, like the whatever the presidential suite or wherever it was, like some head office there. It's like, okay, that's what an insurrection looks like. Dudes with machine guns standing in, you know, some top level bureaucrat office. Not what happened.
Successfully.
Yeah, that's not what happened in the United States on
January
6th.
The Taliban?
Yeah, the Taliban.
Oh.
Yeah, just a bunch of dudes with machine guns standing in this, you know, they have taken over, they're in charge, they have guns. The people at January 6th, none of those things were true.
No.
Yeah. Biden said he had to choose between sticking to a previously negotiated agreement to withdraw U.S. troops this year or sending thousands more service members back into Afghanistan to fight a third decade of war. Biden, sounding resolute in the face of withering criticism of his handling of the situation, said he chose the first option so as not to repeat past mistakes, reiterating he has no regrets. Quote, I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. Yeah, the best choice would have been to never send them there in the first place.
That would have been ideal. Well, maybe not ideal, but it would have been the best option out of the options available.
Of course, you know, plenty of people disagree with Biden's decision, but I think most people wanted this thing over.
Good God, I would say the longest war in American history. Is that true?
I believe that's probably true, yeah.
20 freaking years of this nonsense. And look at the results. There's absolutely nothing to show for it.
Although if you want to get technical, it wasn't actually a war because they never declared the war. The last war they declared was World War II.
Yeah. The conservative closest to me in my life has just said, like, look, I don't think there should be wars. Look, I don't think there should be wars, but this is just going to leave us wide open.
Oh, so he's in favor of staying in Afghanistan.
I think so.
What could we achieve in 30 years that they couldn't achieve in 20?
And when he says this is going to leave us wide open, what does that mean?
He's probably repeating what somebody on Fox News said.
How are we wide open by this war, quote-unquote, ending? 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden said the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan happened faster than he expected. The president also defending his actions in withdrawing troops.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. If anything, the developments of the past week reinforced that ending U.S. military involvement in Afghanistan now was the right decision.
For the first time ever, federal officials are declaring a water shortage at Lake Mead in the southwest. The Bureau of Reclamation, which oversees river operations, announcing the shortage as the lake level has dropped to 1,068 feet. The declaration means restrictions will be put in place in Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico. USA Radio News. The UN Security Council is assessing the crisis in Afghanistan. Top officials are growing more concerned after the Taliban gain control of the capital city of Kabul. Families on food stamps will be getting a little more help from the federal government.
The Biden administration on Monday is telling the 42 million people in the food stamp program they will get a 25% increase in food stamp money starting in October. Critics say that the cost of some $20 billion annually is unsustainable and that the aid lessens the willingness of people to look for work. Opponents add the program is meant to supply only part, not all, of a household's diet, as suggested by its formal name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Elaine Waxman of the Urban Institute praised the Biden administration, saying SNAP aid, in its current value, could not buy a modest diet in 96% of counties in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. We're talking about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Certainly support the idea, but it's government, so of course it's ugly with people literally holding on to the military planes, leaving the airport, and falling from a great distance in the sky. From what I understand, the people that were there in Afghanistan that were helping the U.S. government, you know, they thought they could help this criminal enterprise and that they would be taken care of. And then what ended up happening, apparently, was the government guys said to them, oh, well, you can leave, but you have to have a COVID test first before we'll let you on the airplane. Did you hear about this?
I did not.
Yeah.
But this isn't the first time the U.S. government has done this, apparently. They did the same thing in Vietnam.
Well, they didn't require a COVID test, but what do you mean? No, they screwed their helpers over?
Yeah. There was some village minority tribe. I don't remember the details because I just happened to see it at some point today where someone made the comparison. But, yeah, something like 25% of their population ended up getting slaughtered by the conquering North Vietnamese.
Wow.
Because the U.S. government was like, okay, just thanks for the help.
We're out.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Dang, that sucks.
Yeah, you can't make an agreement with these people.
Why would you trust a criminal mafia organization?
They're not honorable. They will break whatever agreement they have. If they said they were going to do something for you and they don't, what are you going to do about it?
That's why we should stop calling them the mafia. The mafia is relatively relatively honorable, as I understand it.
They'll do what they say.
Yeah.
You don't have to
worry about them. Hey, you do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. They won't just shoot you in the back of the head.
Let's go to Gabriel. He's on the line here in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call
again.
Sir. let's see. I wanted to just weigh in a little bit on the Afghan withdrawal of troops thing.
Yeah.
It looks sort of to me, the impression I get is that when the U.S. military gets involved in a country, they kind of hold everything back for, as far as the decisions of the actual populace goes. They kind of take control. The U.S. government takes control and says, oh, you can't do anything basically without us giving our approval first.
Yeah, there's a puppet that they install, usually.
Yeah, and then obviously that doesn't... That's not conducive to any development of independence, of any ability for the people to establish a stable system of their own. They just become dependent on the U.S. system.
Yep.
Right. So then as soon as they withdraw, there's just this giant power vacuum, and then the closest neighboring threat or power seeker just swoops right in and takes over, right? This is what we're seeing.
Well, plus, I saw another video today that was ostensibly video of one of the training sessions by the U.S. military or their contractors or whoever it was with the Afghans, and it was like a joke. I mean, they weren't even doing proper jumping jacks.
That may have been the Iraq one being, you know, labeled as an Afghan video. But there was several years ago an Iraqi jumping jacks video that was just, I don't know how to describe how bad it was.
It was so embarrassing. And it's like, have you seen this one, Gabriel?
Oh, yeah. They're doing things like really silly somersaults or like running between a couple of rocks or something and then just picking up their gun and then jumping over backwards. Yeah. And it's just really
I say crazy. That, but if it happened in Iraq, it probably happened in Afghanistan as well.
And then calling this training, you know, you guys are ready for a fight. Ridiculous.
One other thing, as far as the policy, you know, Trump bashing Biden for doing this, I have heard rumors from some of my Republican friends out there saying that, well, Trump's approach was going to be more gradual. They were going to actually establish some kind of structure before leaving, whereas they claim Biden comes in and just yanks him out right away.
I don't think so.
Yeah, why didn't he then? He had 4 years.
I don't trust that either. So,
Gabriel, anything else you want to share tonight?
One thought on cryptocurrency, if it's okay.
Of course.
Just the concept of using the basically big bank exchanges and wallets, the custodial wallets, and people going to that. I just saw a post on the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus asking for advice on how to get a hold of crypto. And I saw a vast majority of people saying, hey, Coinbase and Binance and, you know, Kraken and these things.
The Libertarian Party Mises Caucus has people who don't know how to get their hands on cryptocurrency?
That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
It was an overwhelming majority, so I was really saddened by seeing that.
Well,
I was hoping there were people with more understanding.
What would you suggest?
I've only learned about crypto basically from you guys, so... Essentially, I advocate as much as I can for non-custodial wallets and, if possible, decentralized exchange or purchase in person.
Well, but hold on. So one of the challenges of getting cryptocurrency is acquiring it without going through one of these centralized exchanges. It's not an easy thing to do.
You can earn it.
You can earn it, but you've got to be in New Hampshire.
That's more difficult than finding somewhere to buy it.
Yeah, you've got to find somebody who's willing to pay you in crypto, which if you're not in a community of people like this, you know.
If you have an online, like, income stream and you don't have, like, your crypto wallets up there, then that's your fault.
But, again, you still have to figure out how to turn the dollar into cryptocurrency. And toward that end... I understand why people give the answers of Coinbase and Binance and those things, because they make it easy, and the system is trying to crush people who want to operate outside of that. I mean, that's the Crypto 6 is facing prison, you know, for helping people get their hands on cryptocurrency without going through the centralized exchanges, and the state is mad about that. So that's probably why, you know, you can still buy crypto from an individual, but that may be why that there aren't people like, you know, saying on this thread that you were reading, hey, I'll help you, because they don't want, you know, some government agent knocking on their door with an arrest warrant.
Oh, they don't knock.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, part of my concern about people going to the big bank versions of the crypto exchanges is that is there any risk of actually them acquiring control of a large enough share of any particular cryptocurrency so that they can manipulate the market with it.
Well, this is why I say it's okay to buy from Coinbase and Binance and Kraken and all those. If you buy their Bitcoin from them, then they don't have it. You do.
Well, but also, what you have to do is remove it from them.
Yes, immediately. So,
and there have been, by the way, there have been posts recently that I spotted on Twitter about people complaining, trying to remove the Bitcoin that they purchased from Coinbase and Coinbase shutting their accounts down. One guy claimed that he had $20,000 worth of Bitcoin in there that he wanted to remove. They closed his account, and that $20,000 worth of Bitcoin is inaccessible at this point. And he's like,
oh,
what
do I do? Lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah. Well, what do you do if you can't afford it?
I run into people giving excuses, saying things like, well, if they sign up with these processes, then if they get burned, then they learn real quick, not your keys, not your coins. And I was thinking, man, that sounds a lot like somebody signing somebody up, like a new teen getting their first job and just purposely exposing them to the income tax and watching them just suffer through that experience. Like, sure, that could push them in the right direction, but why not start them off with a little bit of advantage instead of getting them hit right out the gate?
Because it's much easier for a newcomer to go to Coinbase or Binance or something like that. As long as they know to pull their cryptocurrency off of those exchanges.
As soon as you buy it, withdraw it to your own cryptocurrency wallet, like Edge Wallet or Exodus Wallet. Those are two of the best ones that I've seen. But, you know, unfortunately, there's no easy way. Unless you have a Bitcoin vending machine in the town in which you live, then, you know, it's relatively difficult. And a lot of those are know your customers, where they're demanding identification. So if you're going to get know your customer at a vending machine, you might as well just get know your customer at, Binance.us.
Or you'll at least get a better rate.
You're going to get a way better rate in that particular case. And, you know, the bad side is, of course, they have a record of the fact that you made those purchases. So if you wanted to, maybe you could buy stable coins and then take those stable coins onto some other exchange in another country and buy your Bitcoin that way. Like, you could still, if you put your mind to it, you could still put some steps in between, you know, the purchases as far as when you actually buy the Bitcoin. But ultimately, going through these centralized exchanges is a simple way to do it. And I'm not giving tax advice, but it's my understanding that, you know, they can't tax the purchase of these things. The taxing comes in when you sell it later on down the line. There's more coming up here. Thanks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Since our caller brought it up, I still have some thoughts on acquiring cryptocurrencies. Whether it be Bitcoin or Ethereum or one of the other thousands of other options out there. Our caller said that somebody from the Libertarian Mises Caucus, which is a caucus of the Libertarian Party, that's been somewhat newsworthy and within the Libertarian community.
Yeah, there was some drama of some description. That's all I know.
They seem to be pretty principled people, and, you know, I generally support more principled people being involved in the libertarian movement, even though I think the party is basically a lost cause. So I wish them the best. I think if you really want to be effective, you need to move to New Hampshire, and then...
I think Jeremy Kaufman made that very clear.
He did, and we played that audio on the last, I think it was last Monday, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so if you didn't hear that, go check that out. Go back to freetalklive.com, grab the archive. But I wanted to comment further because I was actually just, during that break, I was looking online and I saw a link at news.bitcoin.com about Coinbase, which mentioning, which according to Coinbase, this is a story actually about Bank of America as sort of analyzing Coinbase as a company. And Coinbase CEO,
that's the last thing the world needs is Bank of America acquiring Coinbase.
You know what? It won't make any difference. You know?
No, I mean, it's probably why they're evaluating it.
Yeah, that's the big gobbling up the big in that particular case. But according to the story here, Bank of America has initiated coverage of Coinbase Global Incorporated, whatever coverage means. I'm not sure what that means. So they have an analyst, a research analyst at Bank of America that started Coinbase with a neutral rating, blah, blah, blah. They're talking about its stock. But what I wanted to get to was what CEO Brian Armstrong, who he's been the CEO as long as I can remember. He was
CEO of Coinbase.
Yeah, he was the guy that was at the party that I was at the very first Bitcoin convention Mark and I attended back in like 2013 or 2014, where he was talking with some attorney and another guy about creating a white, what they call it, a whitelist or something for companies that are obedient to the government, where they would
black. All the way back in 2013, he was spewing that nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, they were. They were planning this early on about how they were going to black, mark the black market coins. So they were going to sort of tag them essentially. And if your bitcoins had gone through an underground marketplace like Silk Road, for instance, that they wouldn't.
That's
accept
stupid
them.
Because you could have bought a sofa on Silk Road. You probably didn't.
You could have, yeah.
But you could have.
But that's what they were talking about. Anyway, so same guy. He says on their quarter two earnings call, quote, "We want to be the Amazon of assets. List every asset out there in crypto that's legal. There are thousands of them today. There are eventually going to be millions of them. This is all under the theme of embracing decentralization."
Wait, what assets that are cryptocurrencies are illegal?
None of them?
None that I know of. But
I think what they mean is ones that have, like, registered with the federal government to do their whatever their ICO or whatever.
Well, we know that the federal SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is suing both Ripple and Library.
Yes.
Or a.k.a. Odyssey, which is where we're streaming.
Are they suing
tonight.
Library? I thought they were just, like, investigating.
No, they're suing. No, it was actually, like, a week after we got arrested, they came down with a lawsuit against
Well, the federal
Library.
Government's not stupid. You know, they have to target all of the cryptocurrency enthusiasts, or as many of them as they can at the same time. As I've been saying since the beginning, this isn't about the Crypto Six or anything like that. This is about cryptocurrency.
And a lot of exchanges dropped Ripple the moment that the lawsuit was filed. So they kind of took a hit, even though right now Ripple's up big time. Ripple's over a dollar right now, and that's up quite a bit from the last several weeks. Anyway.
And didn't Ripple, like, try to play all of their stupid games
they
and
sure
jump
did.
Through all of their stupid hoops?
Yeah, they did. Ripple was a bank coin. Basically, the whole vision for Ripple was that it would help banks do transactions between themselves. So anyway, that never really took off. But
it worked out about as well as it did for the people in Afghanistan who helped out the American government.
They're still out there. They haven't lost the case yet. The case hasn't been decided. I don't know what its status is. And same thing's true of Library. But I thought it was funny what he's saying here. The last sentence is, "This is all under the theme of embracing decentralization." Dude, that's not how decentralization works. You don't start a mega corporation and then list a bunch of cryptocurrencies and become the Amazon of cryptocurrencies, where you can buy every cryptocurrency. Now, that's what he's saying his vision is. They're not there yet. But you don't become the one-stop central shop for buying cryptocurrencies and call that decentralization.
How does he come to the conclusion that Amazon is decentralized?
I don't think they do. I think that they steal our words and just say them with a different meaning just to confuse the average person.
Yeah, to the average person, this probably sounds good. They don't give it any thought, and they don't realize that, you know, Amazon isn't decentralized.
No.
It's one of the most powerful central corporations in the world.
Yeah, and that's what he wants to be. He wants to be, and I don't blame him for it, and they're in a good position to do this. They're a huge company. I mean, arguably, Coinbase is the number one, you know, coin marketplace in the United States. I don't know how they're
close they are to Kraken.
Yeah, I don't know how close Kraken is to compete with them, but I think they're up there. You know, when people think about getting crypto, that's what comes to mind for a lot of people, and they suck. They're awful.
They are awful.
So
I mean, they will take 5 to 7 days to actually allow you to withdraw your Bitcoin on a whim. They'll say, "Oh no, you have to wait 5 to 7 days just because."
Look, we're doing it for your safety.
Yeah,
we're tagging your Bitcoin.
So anyway, I just thought that was a funny quote. Like, "Ha ha, we're decentralizing by what?" No, it doesn't work that way. Decentralized exchanges are an interesting idea. And I think one that we're going to see take off over the next couple of years. There have been a couple of attempts at this so far.
AirSwap was one of them. I was excited about AirSwap when it first came out.
I've not heard about it.
It was years ago, probably 6 years ago.
Did it work out?
It did not. It was an ERC-20 token, and using it was unwieldy. You had to use MetaMask or Parity or something like that, and that's just way beyond the average person. So It never took
off. Well, I think a lot of this is still way beyond the average person, even today. Even as easy as it is to get into cryptocurrency, it's still a challenging thing. There's still a lot that you need to... There's a learning curve. There's definitely a learning curve. But what we're seeing now is the development of some decentralized exchanges, whether it be Atomic Dex, for instance, which the Komodo people are working on, which is what they call atomic swaps, and I can't explain how that works, but I've read about it, and it sounded interesting. Another one that I've read about is ThorSwap, which is another one that's in development currently. They've had some nasty hacks recently, so they're
unfortunate.
They say they're coming back, so it's one to keep an eye on. And then there's been a couple that have already been around but never really took off, like Bisc. Bisc is out there, it's active, but you can really only swap Bitcoin for Monero on Bisc, the last I saw. So it's not like
it's still useful.
There's not a lot of volume, and that's the real issue with a lot of
these. But using any of these, you sort of have to have a cryptocurrency or a token that you can convert
to have
into
already.
Another token. Yeah. That doesn't answer the question of how do they get their first Bitcoin or their first USDT.
No, it doesn't. And that comes back around to the caller's question is, what do you do? How do you get it without going on these centralized exchanges? If you don't live in New Hampshire, if you don't live around a community of people who actually are into cryptocurrency, then the centralized options are the best choices out there.
I mean, you could try local Bitcoins. But
you can, but there's scams on local Bitcoins.
There's a lot of scammers on there.
And there's feds.
There certainly are feds on local Bitcoins. I mean,
but there's nothing illegal about buying Bitcoin from someone on local
Bitcoins. There
shouldn't
be. There shouldn't be. You're going to pay higher price than you would otherwise. So that's why I say, if you're in a community of people, because I'm always amazed. I'm not in this group now because I'm not allowed on Telegram, but we have a group on Telegram for the Monadnock area, and that's the region of New Hampshire that we live in, and it's like a crypto group where I'm always amazed when somebody has some amount of Bitcoin to sell or buy. Somebody wants to buy some Bitcoin or they want to sell Bitcoin they have. Whenever they put it on that, you know, that group, say, hey, I want to sell X. Every single time somebody's like, yeah, I want to buy, or yeah, I want to sell, whatever, whoever's, you know, wants to meet up with them. And it's not a big group, you know, it's like 100 people or something like that, last I checked, which was 6 months ago before I got arrested.
It is just 100 people, but it's 100 crypto enthusiasts.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, okay, this is the best way to buy and sell, because then you're likely paying market. Because if you go on there and you say, I want to buy $200 worth of Bitcoin, then somebody else wants to sell it. They usually are willing to sell it at whatever the market rate is, because they want to sell. And the other person wants to buy. Whereas if you go on local Bitcoins, well, somebody's doing you a favor. You know, they're going out of their way. They're doing something they otherwise wouldn't do. And so there's always going to be a fee involved in that. But again, that's about creating a community. That's about creating a cryptocurrency activist community. And that's what we're doing here in New Hampshire. That's part of the whole Free State Project. Because, look, I think a lot of the people that are coming here are also cryptocurrency either users or interested in becoming cryptocurrency users. And the more crypto libertarians we can move here to New Hampshire, the stronger economically that community is going to be. And the more...
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandments pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set, and watch the darkness flee from the light. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.